Hello, welcome to the Friday, May 13th, 2016 edition of the Sans Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Houston, Texas. Yesterday I mentioned how we are still waiting for a patch from Adobe in order to fix a Flash Player vulnerability, CVE-2016-4117. This vulnerability has already been exploited in malvertisements. Now, Windows users had a patch available that was part of Tuesday's Patch Tuesday, but with today's release of a patch by Adobe, we also have a patch for OS X and Linux. This update will also affect Google Chrome, which started just like Internet Explorer to bundle Flash Player as part of the browser. And Xavier reminds us today how attackers don't really have to try very hard in order to steal users' credentials. In this particular case, the user will receive an email with JavaScript if the user clicks on the link. They're being confronted with what looks like Excel, but it's actually an HTML page in the browser, and a fake login dialog. Apparently, there are enough users who will happily enter their email credentials into this dialogue, even though it doesn't really make sense to have sort of a login in Excel that runs in your browser like this. Maybe they're playing off some of the online spreadsheet solutions that are now being offered by companies like Google and Microsoft. A student of Tsinghua University in Beijing discovered a vulnerability in Squid, the popular web proxy that would allow for cache poisoning. The effect of this vulnerability is that an attacker could cache the content of a malicious site under the URL of a popular site. So the page will then be retrieved if later a user is requesting this popular site. They'll then get the content that was cached from the malicious page. A configuration change can avoid this problem. You have to enable the host verify strict option, which is not enabled by default. There is a patch in the works that can already be accessed via the daily versions of the Squid proxy, but it hasn't really sort of been pushed into any mainline release yet. In order to trigger the vulnerability, an attacker would have to send an HTTP request via the proxy. This could easily be done, for example, via Flash. Don't think it's quite that easy with JavaScript, because you have to essentially spoof the host header, which I don't think standard XML HTTP request would allow you to do. So as a potential attack venue, an attacker could, for example, post a malicious Flash ad, and we certainly have seen this before. This is exactly why we have today's patch for a Flash Player, and then use this Flash ad in order to poison a user's proxy with malicious content. And Mozilla asserts that there may be a vulnerability in the Firefox browser that is currently being exploited against users of the Tor browsers. This vulnerability appears to be only known to nation-state level attackers and has been used to unmask users of Tor. The Tor browser is built upon the same basic source code as Firefox, so any vulnerability in the Tor browser will likely also affect Firefox. This came to light in a recent court filing where the FBI accused a teacher of browsing child porn after unmasking this particular individual that used the Tor browser, and it is believed that in order to gain the user's identity, the FBI did use this so far undisclosed vulnerability in the Tor browser. Firefox, or better, Mozilla, did file a brief with the court asking to gain access to details about this particular vulnerability. Not known at this point whether or not this particular plea will be successful. And well, that's it for today. By the way, if you are listening to this podcast on Android device, the podcast is now available via Android Play. Just got made live earlier this week, so you can give it a try there if that's more convenient for you to listen to it this way. And if you see any problems, if I did set up anything wrong, please let me know. Of course, as usual, I always appreciate if you share this podcast, if you leave comments and ratings on various podcast sites. That's it for today, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.